today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
28 minutes past 10, that talk number 1300 872 911. Just taking it back a couple of weeks, you might have heard Dan McCarthy talking about this matter. Commercial fishers from one of Queensland's most productive Spanish mackerel fishing grounds fear mismanagement has cost them their future. But the state government insists no decisions have been made. Now, Queensland Fisheries estimates the East Coast Spanish mackerel fishery is at 17% of unfished stock levels. Commercial fishers who agree with the stock assessment say Queensland Fisheries has mismanaged the fishery, allowing it to near collapse. Now, a draft harvest strategy for the fishery will follow a period of public consultation on proposed management actions. Fisheries Queensland has outlined options including drastic cuts to catchable quota and bag limits. In response to a damming stock assessment, which estimated the Spanish mackerel fishery had reached a critically low level, 17%, it's caused a huge backlash from the commercial and recreational fishing sectors, with some unconvinced by the science. Now, you might remember Dan came on the program and said, we're having a meeting over this. This is absolute lunacy and we can't just stand by and cop this. It's going to be impacting so badly on, well, the commercial fishers for a start. They've got their livelihood at stake. They've got the boats at stake, the whole business. So that's just the start of it. But not just that. They are fundamentally worried that this could be the beginning of many other actions that might impact on fishers. They called a meeting down at the old event cinemas in Grafton Street. They're very happy with the numbers, estimated at around 300, if I remember rightly. Now, one of the gentlemen, I believe, who was there, because I got together with him somewhere or other the other day at a function, and he said, remember me? And I said, yes, I do remember you, actually. You used to come into the studio, or came to the studio some years ago, wearing a different hat altogether. These days, he's chair of the Australian Fishing Trade Association, but a former parliamentary secretary to the Minister for Industry. Now, his name is Bob Baldwin, and he's actually on the line. Hello, Bob.
What a great introduction, John, and thank you. And where we met was at the Taipans game.
That's right.
Yes, because I'd been up there at Cairns addressing the meeting that was held by Dan McCarthy and Robbie Erskine.
Now, tell me about your interest in this matter these days. I mean, going back years ago when we first met, you weren't involved specifically in this matter. What's changed in the meantime?
Well, in my two previous portfolios, I was the Parliamentary Secretary for Industry and then the Parliamentary Secretary for the Environment. And I did a stint as Shadow Minister for Tourism and Shadow Junior Minister for Defence. So what is my interest? Number one, I've always been a very keen fisherman and diver. Number two, I chair the Australian Fishing Trade Association, AFTA, and we are the peak body that represents all of the recreational fishing tackle shops, the fishing media, the wholesalers, the manufacturers, and yeah, because the commercial fishermen buy their hooks and lines too, we have an involvement with them. So we reach out throughout to every person that fishes in Australia. Now, this is an issue because it will impact on the recreational and commercial fishing trades in Queensland, and there are fundamental flaws. Myself, along with Ian Bladen, who is the president of the Game Fishing Association, Neil Patchett from the Boating Industry Association, our AFTA president, Michael Starkey, which owns Frogley's Offshore, and our Queensland director, Cord Lucas, who manages Wilson Tackle, have had regular meetings with Mark Ferner and his department.
Yeah.
And we have pointed out all the way along that the modelling has fundamental flaws. They sought an independent peer review. That was done in June, July last year by Dr. Neil Clayer from the CSIRO, who said that he didn't agree with some of the outcomes that were in there. Now, that's one thing. That's a scientist. That's not a politician. That's not a peak industry body. That's a scientist conducting a peer review. The department, the working group, dismissed a lot of his concerns. We have an issue with that. The government has now issued a survey as part of its consultation process, and it closes on May the 5th. People need to put in a submission to that survey But the survey in itself is fundamentally flawed because it gives you multiple choice answers and not the opinion under each question to write your own thoughts. Mm. And all of the multiple choice answers, John, are steered to giving them the solution that they want, not what the community way want. So what people can do, if they go on to our website, afta.net.au, and have a look, it's up there. And the way we've responded, the first five questions you've got to put an answer into, like your name, your postcode, what you are, Recreational Fishery Industry Association, et cetera, et cetera. Then number five says, what time frame do you want it fixed over? Well, you've got to tick that because it's compulsory. But the rest you can leave blank and go to question 16, which is the summary, and then write what you think is fundamentally good or bad or could be improved in this whole situation. We have done that, and it's up on our website. There are a couple of fundamental issues with this. The Spanish mackerel, the length of seasonal closures, both north and south, or the whole of Queensland, they want to introduce are based on a calendar. Well, last time I looked at a fish, they don't exactly carry a watch or a calendar, and their spawning, and this is all about the spawning of the mackerel, is triggered by some event. Now, whether it's like the coral spawn, which is a moon cycle in November, and they can predict when that the spawning will accurately be done, they haven't done enough work to know what triggers it and exactly when the spawning event is. Secondly, they talk about aggregation areas. Well, they don't know where all the aggregation areas, but what they've said in their report is the two known aggregation areas are in green zones. Well, that's wonderful. But then why shut down everywhere else? You're not allowed to fish in a green zone.
Yes.
Look, there are a lot of scientific questions that need to be answered before you take this carte blanche approach and just wipe out a substantial amount of tourism, recreational fishing. Because remember, when fishermen come up to fish for the Spanish mackerel, they stay in hotels, they buy fuel, they buy food. And in Queensland, they drink a lot of that beer called Forex. It's a massive economic multiplier across the community. And one of the good things for tackle shops is Spanish mackerel have got very sharp teeth, so they tend to bite off a lot of lures, which means we sell more lures. So, look, what we're saying to the department, and we try to be as pleasant as we can. We're not there to attack ministers or attack people. We say, let's sit down like adults and negotiate our way through this. Now, they've talked about bag limits and that, and this is where one of the ironies comes out. They said, well, we want to reduce the bag limits, okay, from three to one. And we say, well, we can accept two per person. And they come back and said, well, people go out and only about 70% of people coming back to the boat ramps have a Spanish mackerel on board there. I said, well, great, then why, worry about a two-limit bag limit if only 70% of people are actually getting a Spanish mackerel?
Yeah.
The second part of it is in relation to all that, this is where it gets crazy. If you've got two people in one boat, you'll be allowed to get, a couple of fish. If you've got three people in one boat, you still can only get a couple of fish because they're putting a boat limit on it. There should be no boat limits. I mean, it's actually better all around if, two, three or four people go out on a boat, not just one or two. And, but they should be all entitled to catch their Spanish mackerel. We have great concerns. Now, Daniel McCarthy organised, with Robbie Erskine, organised a great meeting up there in Cairns. And it was very, very, very well attended. And there was no anger, there was no shouting. It was a frank discussion of the science. They had Mr McPherson come along and point out his scientific aspects in the research and where the aggregation spawning areas are, and it was wonderful to hear. Then we had Dr Peter Ridd give his explanations. Look, there's a lot of work to do, and if the Queensland Department need more support, there's always the Fisheries Research Development Centre in Canberra that can assist them with this. What we don't want to do is impact on the industry and the population, particularly coming out of COVID, both economically and mental health-wise. We also want to make sure the fish stock is sustainable, and we will work with the government to ensure there is sustainability. But we will not work with the government to see our industry shut down.
I'm very interested.
Sorry for my long speech.
No. You made a point right in the start of the dissertation. You talked about the CSIRO. The fundamental flaws here, the CSIRO have disagreed with the outcome. I mean, the peer review. They've dismissed what's been claimed.
Yes. Well, Dr. Neil Clara, who is a person who works for the CSIRO, who provided an independent review. So it wasn't the whole of the CSIRO, it was one person there who is extremely well qualified when you read his credentials and the number of citations, reports that and publishes that he's done.
What do you remember the points that Peter Redd specifically made about this?
Well, it's pretty easy to go to his executive summary, and his report, and you only need to read the executive summary.
Mm.
He didn't agree with what's called steepness tables or hyperactivity and the data. Here's one of the crazy things: they've assembled all of the data from 1910 through to now, but the first survey was done in 1938. So what they've done is in guessometrics.
Oh yes.
Applied what they considered might have been there in 1910 through to 1938. Well, how do you know how many people actually fished it? You might be able to measure what through the commercial markets, but how many people actually were fishing it along the entire East Coast? See, guessometrics are wonderful because you can actually always apply a figure that suits your end argument.
Yeah, sure. Interesting, those number of people, obviously, that went along that night, the large majority would be unconvinced by the science. Can I just ask you once again to tell those people who are moved by what you've had to say today what you would like to see them do as far as this response is concerned?
Well, number one, they need to participate. You can't sit there and be angry after the fact if you haven't participated. So have your say. Go on to either the Queensland Department of Agricultural Fisheries website and download it there. Look up Daniel McCarthy's website up there in Cairns and what he's got to say about the survey, or go to afta.net.au and the Spanish Mackerel, and you'll see the survey, but you'll also see our response and our reasoning why certain questions just out of this world and designed to give them the answer they want. We don't mind what people say. I mean, please be aware that the environmental groups will be going absolutely bonkers on this, filling in as many form letters as they can to try and shut it down. People seem to sit back and say, oh, it's only recreational fishers that will comment on this. No, by and large, usually in these surveys, the greatest number of responses come from the environmental movement.
Yeah, exactly. Very comprehensive, Bob. Appreciate this update. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And Deb, where we first met was when I was Secretary for Industry. No, I was the Shadow Minister for Tourism. I came up there with Warren Inch, and we sat down, because Warren and I came into Parliament together in 1996.
Yes.
And we sat down and we went through tourism because you were having some issues up there, and I remember it very, very well. It was a great day.
Good on you, Bob.
No wonder you remembered me because I was a tall, good-looking fella. Take care.
With a sense of humour. That's Bob Baldwin. He's the Chair of Australian Fishing Trade Association.